That's 461-3000, or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
On 91.7 FM, we talk about God's good news.
You're listening to The Truth.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board, join in the dialogue and discussion that we have each and every day right here on Let's Face the Issues. We're talking about an issue today that I believe is timely. It is theologically and biblically important, and it's urgent, I believe, for us to understand the time that we're living in and what God is doing. Listen, we're watching Israel go in and clean the clock in Iran. Yeah, I understand. Iran is retaliating. There's some folks that have died already, and we're saddened over that issue. But ladies and gentlemen, it's like David and Goliath. David has come against Goliath and winning the war, winning the battle. I'm looking at headlines that says IDF, that's the Israeli Defense Forces. We destroyed dozens of missile launches in last several hours of the airstrikes in Iran. The IDF announced that it has completed a series of airstrikes targeting the Iranian regime surface missile infrastructure. According to the IDF, Israeli jet fighters destroyed dozens of missile launcher storage facilities and additional military sites in recent hours, including a concealed launch system hidden inside shipping containers in western Iran. The military says the operation was based on precise intelligence and aimed at neutralizing a major threat, citing the hundreds of missiles launched by Iran at Israel throughout the war. The IDF warns that Iran's missile arsenal includes weapons with ranges of thousands of kilometers, posing a danger to the region and also to the entire world. Ladies and gentlemen, that sets the stage for where I want us to go in our discussion and our dialogue today. We're witnessing the hand of God in the preparation of Israel, in my most humble opinion, for the rebuilding of the third temple in Israel. I'm calling today's issue, Ready to Rebuild. And I'm going to go through all of the details today, not necessarily all the minutiae, but all of the details of where we are, where we stand, and what is taking place in Israel, and what I believe God is doing in these current days in this war between Iran and Israel. Ladies and gentlemen, the world's witnessing, I believe, God's prophetic word leaping off the pages of the Bible. I believe we're witnessing today God's plan. God's listen, this that's taking place with Israel is not happenstance. It's not something that was simply mythology that's coming to fruition. What is happening in Israel today is not something that is a mistake. I believe it's God's plan. I believe as we look at the scripture, we understand God is symmetrical. I believe when we look at scripture, God is chronological. I believe when we look at the scripture, we're witnessing the last of the last days that God's word speaks about. Let me remind you, God's word gives us all of the past, present, and future, what God has done, is doing, and shall do in the world in which we're living in. God is still on the throne. God is still in control. And ladies and gentlemen, I believe we're in the last of the last days of this old world. But may I suggest to you, the overwhelming number, hear me, the overwhelming number of Christians, and literally none of the unbelievers, really understand, I believe, the moment, philosophically, theologically, biblically, prophetically, eschatologically, that we're in, that we're witnessing today. All the world's pulling their hair out. Most of the world is saying that Israel is wrong. Most of the Looney Tunes on the left side of the aisle in D.C. are saying this is Israel's problem. Israel started the war. In fact, I listened to one fruitcake on CNN as the interview took place. They said, look what Israel's doing, and Trump is allowing Israel to do this. And after all, Iran was ready to come to the table. Iran was ready to make a deal. Iran was ready to negotiate and stop its development and plans for nuclear weapons. That's laughable. That's laughable. Iran has played the game of wait. Iran has played the game of promises. Iran has played the game of cat and mouse, of saying one thing and doing another, and hiding. Obama believed it and followed it. Biden believed it and followed it. Trump is not taking it, not accepting it, not believing it, and not submitting to it. Israel certainly is not bowing to the lies of the Ayatollah in Iran. And ladies and gentlemen, when we look at the scripture and we understand what is taking place, we understand that Iran is unique. Israel is unique. America and all other nations have all watched as Iran sponsored terrorism across the globe. Hamas and the Houthis and Hezbollah, just to name a few. Iran's been carrying it out, paying for it to carry. Listen, some may not understand this. Why do you think Iran's doing what they're doing? Paying for terrorism around the globe. The terrorist attacks by the Islamic jihadists on a global basis, I don't care what nation you go to, what region you go into, what segment of the world you go to, the goal is to complete and to carry out Muhammad's goal of dominating the world with Islam. It is the Islamic regime that has the plans, the program, the possibility of dominating the globe, as was started by the false prophet out of the phony, fake God, Allah, as Muhammad attempted to dominate the world, the 7th century and following. And ladies and gentlemen, it is a continuation of that program. But I want to talk about today what we see happening in Iran and Israel. I want us to understand biblically who the key players are. I want us to recognize biblically and theologically what God's Word says that's going to take place. And my hypothetical understanding of what I believe is about to happen that will escalate God's plan that we find in the Scripture and bring it to full fruition and frontally so. So, ladies and gentlemen, as we talk about issues today, let me remind you, we do so based on the authority, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It's the Bible. It's the truth book. When Jesus is speaking to his disciples in John 8:31 and 32, he says, "If you continue in my word, you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." Further in John 17:17, ladies and gentlemen, there's a declaratory statement made about the Word of God. "Thy Word is truth." Psalm 117, verse 2 says, "The truth of the Lord will endure forever." How long is forever? It's forever. Ladies and gentlemen, the secularist George Orwell said this, "The further society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." And we see that to be factually true today. The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. We have drifted from the truth so far in the past 50, 60 years that most would not recognize truth if it jumped off the page in their face. In fact, according to the latest survey, 55% of the millennials say this: each person determines their own version of truth. The headline of this article says, most younger Americans say there is no such thing as absolute truth. What do you say to that? How do you respond to that? Truth is truth. You can't bifurcate it. You can't tell give a half-truth, because a half-truth becomes a whole lie. And we find that proliferating in America today, especially in the mindset of the Marxist media, the Socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party. We had an entire weekend, ladies and gentlemen, the past several days, where there was the movement across America, no kings, no kings. You'd be surprised how many conservatives, how many Christians participated in that move to overthrow, to tear down, and destroy the Constitutional Republic called the United States of America. It was aimed at undermining and destroying Donald J. Trump as our president and everything that he wants to do. Ladies and gentlemen, it's because we have declined in our nation, because we have left the centrality of the truth of the Word of God. As the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint, headline says, DeMint warns America's decline is linked to the death of truth. DeMint said in part these words: what we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in our Christian churches. Ladies and gentlemen, I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. That's my challenge each and every day on this broadcast, ladies and gentlemen, that we stick to the truth. And listen, when Jan Hus says, seek the truth, we won't find it on the Communist Network News. Listen to the truth. It will not be on MSNBC, ABC, CBS, ladies and gentlemen. Learn the truth. Love the truth. Tell the truth. Live it. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus says, I am truth. It's the truth of the Word of God that endures forever. And I believe that's where we have missed it, is because we've left the centrality of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of Holy God. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has the knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the homeowner as well as the professional landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's an identification, there's a benchmark on the campus of Tools for Time. There's a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole flows Old Glory, the U.S. flag, 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole. The base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today a subject that I believe is vital for us to understand. Ready to rebuild. I'm going to take a few more moments on an elongated monologue this morning before we get into the opening of the telephone lines and taking our callers. But let me remind you, I need to build the foundation of where we're going. I need to set the stage of the primary question and the primary issue, and that is, will the third temple be rebuilt in Jerusalem? Where will it be rebuilt? How will it be rebuilt when the mosque, now the Islamic Jihadist mosque, is on the foundation of the first temple, the second temple, and of the third temple to be rebuilt? And there are a lot of folks that are saying, a lot of theologians, a lot of academics, a lot of geographers of biblical truth are telling us that a third temple can be rebuilt, but it's got to be rebuilt right next to the demonically controlled, unholy, ungodly mosque, the Muslim mosque. Will God allow that? Is that what the Bible says? What do we know in relationship to what is called the Temple Mount movement and what they're doing in planning and preparation for a third temple to be rebuilt? Ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. I believe America and all of the nations have all been watching as Iran-sponsored terrorism has been carried out across the globe. Hamas and the Houthis and the Hezbollah, just to name a few of them, ladies and gentlemen, are all involved in the Islamic jihadist movement to control the entire world. And the goal of the Islamic jihadist, ladies and gentlemen, is to kill every Jew and to kill every Christian on the face of the globe. You might say, well, I just didn't believe that, you know. In fact, as I had a woman a number of years ago when I was touching on this subject in relationship to the Islamic jihadists and the horrible danger that they are to America. She called and said, well, I've got a professor at UNF. He's a mathematics professor. He is very kind. He's very compassionate. He's the most, he's the kindest person I've ever met. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not talking about kindness. I'm not talking about some kind of personality trait that might sound good. I'm talking about those that are in the world today that are Islamics. And by the way, Islamics in any nation they go into, any city, any community they go into, any state, whether it's America or around the globe, they're willing to, as I use the term, to lie low and to merge and to blend with society until there's a percentage high enough that they can rise up, stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen, and control the narrative and control the cities and states. If you don't believe that, look at Dearborn, Michigan. If you don't believe that, look at what is happening in Wisconsin. Look at what is happening in Minnesota. Look at what is taking place in state after state after state across America, where they have been implanted by the hands of Barack Hussein Obama and Joe Biden, that's infiltrated America with the enemies from within. And we're witnessing today, ladies and gentlemen, I believe what you could simply say is the prophetic hand of God, the eschatological move of God, where God is on the move. And God has brought this about. It didn't happen by mistake. It's not something that is hypothetical. It is really taking place. And that is a war, open war, between Israel and Iran. Headline says, Iran sends drones in response to Israel's devastating bombing. Iran launched dozens, maybe hundreds, of drones toward Israel after the overnight bombings that killed a number of its military leaders and destroyed multiple military and nuclear weapons development complexes. Israel's defense forces said Iran has launched more than 100 drones toward Israel, prompting the home front command to order the public to remain close to air raid shelters, but the warnings were later scaled back after Air Force interceptor fighter jets and anti-missile systems downed or disabled the majority of the drones. The blast at Iran's attack capabilities were continuing, the report said. This operation, the article says, this operation will continue for as many days as it takes to remove the threat of Iran. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu confirmed. He said the operation is called Operation Rising Lion, and it was intended to roll back the Iranian threat to Israel's very survival from Iran's advancing nuclear program, according to the report. Netanyahu said Iran was close to acquiring a nuclear bomb, and that process had to be halted, Benjamin Netanyahu stated. Ladies and gentlemen, we know, let me just recap a couple, two or three things. We know that according to all of the statistical data, all of the insight, all of the Mossad intelligence, all of the CIA intelligence, all of Israel and America intelligence agencies working together, we know that Iran was on the very threshold, the very verge of announcing that they have nuclear weapons. Now, very frankly, I've said for the past 3 or 4 years that I believe they already had them. I believe they were just simply increasing the amount of fissile material, that is the material necessary to make a nuclear weapon. They were waiting until they had enough of that to build more than just one bomb. And they were also working with China. China's been furnishing Iran with the parts and the plans and the specifications to build the missiles to carry the nuclear warheads. That's been in the plans for years. Obama knew that, but wanted to be silent about that. Obama entered into the nuclear deal with Iran back a number of years ago, I believe it was 2015, and in doing so gave them billions of dollars and signed an agreement to give them 10 years before they could have the nuclear weapon. Why have one at all? And then Joe Biden came in and basically exacerbated the system and the program by being weak and allowing Iran to continue to carry out the attacks against Israel and the attacks against our shipping coming through the Straits of Hormuz and saying nothing. Ladies and gentlemen, it's come to a head because Benjamin Netanyahu says enough is enough. President Donald J. Trump says enough is enough. And by the way, let me just give you this little advance tip on where we're going. All Israel needs right now is one bomb that only the United States of America has. It's called a bunker busting bomb. They need the aircraft to carry it. They need just one to drop on a particular isolated 2,500-acre piece of property in Iran, where it has about 2 to 3 miles underground in cased steel and concrete, where they are developing the weapons that can be used to destroy Israel and, yea, even hold the world as a hostage. So the question is, will America provide that? I believe so. When will it be done? I believe in the next few days, few weeks. I believe it is on the very verge, the cusp of that being done. And why am I excited about that? Because when that happens, ladies and gentlemen, I believe we're going to witness some things that have not been seen by the human eye, the natural understanding of humanity in centuries as to what God's going to do to wipe clean the Temple Mount, to literally obliterate, annihilate, remove the Islamic mosque, so that mosque will be removed and the third temple rebuilt. Now, we're going to talk about the Temple Mount movement, who they are, what they are, what they've done, and why we're so close to this event taking place. I believe Kenneth is on the line. Kenneth, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Gilbert, I know you had a blessed Father's Day, but I'm going to tell you, you're dead on point, because I believe all these missiles they're shooting over, one of them are going to go off into the Temple Mount, and I appreciate our president. When the Jews went to attack Iran, I don't know if it was a pilot or a navigator. They was filming. It was our tankers, air tankers, refueling them, you know, to get in there, get out, and refuel them again so they come home safely. And I believe that Iran, if we get that bunker buster bomb and give it to them, and I think this is going to happen, because I know, our president know that Iran, they lie. They just talk out the side of their neck, should I say it like that. They are liars. And they want to see Israel is a small Satan, America is a great Satan. So they want to see us destroyed also.
Absolutely. So, Kenneth, you're exactly right. What you're saying is, and many, many do not understand this, Iran is not just an enemy of Israel. Iran is not just a danger on the horizon to annihilate Israel. Iran is old Persia, and Iran sits ready, aimed, angry, and aggressive to destroy every Jew and every Christian in the world. That's the goal. And that's not been articulated, but their Quran, the noble Quran, says that in surah after surah after surah about the jihad is required of every Islamic. Jihad is required. That means to kill every non-Islamic person. That's the goal. And many do not talk about it on that level. Many talk about it just as an aggression. Many talk about it as a war between two nations, et cetera, et cetera. It goes far deeper than that. It's a thousands and thousands of year old battle between two half-brothers that's doing battle today, according to Genesis chapter 13, 15, and 17 in particular. We could go back and articulate that. Time won't allow, but that's the root of it, and it's not going to stop until God brings it to a close. And I believe, based on the authority of Scripture after Scripture after Scripture after Scripture, based on the authority of several scriptures, I believe we're going to see a new temple under construction, if not completed, as the rapture of the church takes place. That's my theological, doctrinal, eschatological position on that. So, Kenneth, go ahead.
No, I say that's what's going to happen, because it should not listen over. It's one going to go astray.
Absolutely.
And it's going to hit that Temple Mount.
In fact, I'm looking at this as IDF says it intercepted several drones on the Syrian border before they crossed into Israel. According to the military, all of the unnamed aerial vehicles were downed before crossing into Israeli territory. In fact, Iran has been sending missiles, sending the drones to Russia to come against Ukraine, and those same drones are now being flown by the hundreds over Israel. Most of them are being picked up by the Iron Dome and other, and the David Sling, as it is called, to shoot them out of the sky before they hit the target. But some of them have missed. We've already had several places in Israel that's been totally eviscerated as a result of the drones coming in from Iran. But I'm looking forward to the day that one of them is off target, as you said, and wiped clean the Temple Mount. Kenneth, we have others on the line holding. We have limited lines, but thank you so much for your call today, and God bless you. We need to keep looking up. I believe God's timing is actually at us, upon us, even now, with what God is going to do in the wrap-up of this old world. I'm excited about it, because the next thing on the calendar of God is the rapture of the church. I believe Davis is on the line. Davis, go with the question or comment, please.
Yeah, Pastor, I tell you, this is exactly... This program today is exactly where God wants it in his calendar and timetable. I turned 90 years old last month. I remember back in the early 40s, we had a weekly reader that came out every week, keeping the children up to date on what's happening around. And an article then said that they was already... everything that was needed to build the third temple was already prepared in a hiding place somewhere to be brought out in the near future. And they were looking forward to the day back in May the 14th, 1948, when Israel was recognized as a nation. That was 10 days before my birthday. I remember that quite well.
Yeah, David, you're exactly right. Let me just put a little, how would you say, icing on that cake. Since the early 2000s, it started in the 80s and enhanced in the 90s, what's called the Temple Mount Movement, a group of Orthodox Jewish rabbis and Jewish followers that's anxious to see the third temple being rebuilt. They have been, in fact, in 2009, they had a wood cart that they hand-built, the wood wheels being drawn by a donkey, and they had carved out what is called the Third Temple Cornerstone, and that cornerstone was on that wood cart that by donkey they pulled it, carried it to the Temple Mount, and all of you-know-what broke loose when they got... Mount, because they were going to symbolically lay the cornerstone in preparation for the third temple. Now, Davis, one of the things that I find that is laughable is so many Christians being ignorant or anemic or unlearned or unknowing about what is going to happen in the future. We will have a third temple. God will put it as he said he would. In fact, Ezekiel chapter 40 through 46 is all about the blueprints, the architectural blueprints for the third temple that God's already laid out. The Temple Mount Movement already has the blueprints drawn and said they could build the temple in 24 months. So I believe that for the Christian, we need to open our eyes, look up, and recognize our redemption draweth nigh. Davis, thank you so much for your call, and God bless you as we keep looking up. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take the top of the hour news break. Right after the news break, we're coming back as we continue to talk about Ready to Rebuild. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.